Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We'll see if this thing's going to work this morning. I'm seeing it on my end. I don't see it up here. Anyway, let's just all bow our heads this morning. We'll get started. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your blessings. And Father, we thank you for this time, Lord, that we're able to gather in your house. We just pray that you bless, Lord, each one of us that are here this morning. Lord, just give us what we have need of, Lord, as we look into your word. Pray that you come speak to us, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you bless Brother Richie as he comes to bring the word to us this morning. Lord, just give him the words that we have need of. Bless him in his body, Lord. I know he gets tired and weary, Lord. We just pray that you give him strength. And Lord, just bless each one that couldn't be here this morning. Lord, bless the Sunday school classes. Lord, many that are sick and afflicted, Father, you know their needs. We just commit them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Say thank God one of these days we won't have technology. All this will be done away with. Okay. Can we switch it over to this one? Let's see. There you go. Let's see if this one works. Amen. Well, anyway, this morning we're going to talk about God's blueprint. And we've been speaking on God's building the last little while, last couple of times. And, you know, God's building. And as we were talking about, let's see here. No. Yeah, we'll just go to this one, yeah. Praise God, one of these days we won't have to worry about technology. Brother Anderson's trying to get me to use this stuff. One of these days we're going to get the bugs worked out. But as we've been speaking on God's building, you know, God's building, his building, and the way he wants it built. And, you know, the first thing God has is he has a blueprint. Right. Everything has to be built by a blueprint. And the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See if this thing's going to work. And Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And we know that, you know, God had a thought of the way things were to be, and he began to speak, and all these things came into existence. There we go. Can y'all see that? All right. Y'all just have to let me know if I need to make these bigger or not. But, you know, God began to speak and began to create, and he had this plan of how things were going to be, and he began to speak, and it came into creation. And we understand that all these things were created by the word of God, the plan that he had, the things that he saw when he began to speak. He created all that, let there be, and all these things came into existence the way that he had in his mind for them to be. And it's the same way with everything that God has. He started in the beginning, had that thought, and so that thing is, the plan is still continuing. The blueprint that he started with in the beginning is the same blueprint that he has today, and everything is the same. And a blueprint is a photographic print in white on a bright blue ground, or a blue with white ground, used especially for copying maps, mechanical drawings, and architect's plans. It also means a detailed plan or program of action. So there's a blueprint of what has to be done. And Brother Bram says here in Birth Pains, he said, we're building a building. God's word is the blueprint. Anybody can run a straight line, but it takes a mason to turn the corner. It takes the power of God to do that. It takes an anointed one from heaven to be sent down to do that. It has in every age. And he says, in the prophet's age, the word of the Lord came to the prophets. He said, made the turn the corners, made those difference. But the builders wanted to build a building. He said, it's not a wall at all. They want to build a wall. It's not a wall at all. It's a building of God. So, you know, God wanted to have a building, and he began to build everything the way that he wanted it and the way that the plan was to work. And, you know, from the beginning, he wrote the plan. He had this plan, and then he began to write the plan, and he began to make it manifest. And, you know, Brother Bram said, you know, there was three Bibles. God wrote three Bibles. He said he wrote one in the sky, in the zodiac. He said he wrote one in the pyramid, and he said the other one on paper. So he had three Bibles that he wrote, and he gave the plan out. And so, you know, when you begin to understand the plan of God and the thoughts of God, then it's very easy to follow the continuity in all that God has done, and then see that there's no errors in it. There's no contradictions in it. It all fits perfectly together. If you see the plan, you see how things are to operate, then when God began to speak and he began to create, then there's confirmation, because there's three that are witness, that each one of these perfectly aligned with each other, so that when you begin to see these things, all three perfectly are in order. And so there's no confusion. The problem where the confusion is with us, with people, not in God's word. There's no errors in God's word. God don't have any errors in the word of God. Right. The problem is, it usually falls between our ears is where the problem's at.
That's right.
And you know, the other day we were at work, and we were looking at, we had some plans, and they had, the plant's about getting close to 25 years old, and when we were looking at some drawings that were made, the original blueprints that were made, and we started looking at these blueprints, and the problem was that there's a lot of things on the blueprint that are not in the building. There were certain things, and we were looking at piping and some different things, and it was interesting because you start to look at the blueprints, and the blueprint is not what was there. And everybody was, you know, all of a sudden it's like, well, it's going to be okay if we take these things and we change the blueprint, because it's going to be covered up with concrete and nobody's ever going to see it. But the problem is it's not what's there was not designed just by haphazard. There's a reason why everything was set in order a certain way, the way it was drawn, because there's a law that has to follow, that has to match. And then you have these, because now you run into problems later on. Well, if we had had the drawings the way that the building had been built, the way the drawing said they should have been built, we wouldn't have these problems. But because somebody's like, well, it's okay, it'll work, we'll cover it up with concrete, we'll put it behind a wall. But the problem is it's going to come out as soon as there's a problem, as soon as a situation arises. Then all of a sudden, it's like, well, what does the blueprint say? Well, we go right back to the blueprint. Well, the blueprint tells us it should be this way. The building's different. And so when you have this issue, then all of a sudden you realize, well, how are we going to fix this? Because now you've got a, problem, and you've got to figure out how you're going to solve this problem, because now it's not working the way it's supposed to work.
Right.
And so many times that's what happens if we don't follow the Word of God the way that God has given it to us, then the problem is it doesn't work the way God has intended these things for us to, for them to work.
Right.
And we'll see here in a minute. We'll talk about that more here in a minute. But here he says, we're here for one purpose, to worship God. We're here to learn something. And I'm here to learn something. And I'm looking to the Holy Spirit to teach me something this afternoon. Teach me how to be a better man. Teach me how to be a better minister. And through me, teach you how to be a better Christian. All of us together, be a better church. That's what we're here for. And the Word of God is for instruction and reproof, that a man might stand before God blameless. If we follow the blueprint well, we'll stand blameless. So there's a plan. If we followed the way God has it for us, then there we go. Let's see. Now it's, try to see if this ain't gonna go. See? There we go. Amen. It don't want to participate. But anyway, it's doing its own thing now. But anyway, we're gonna press on this morning. We're gonna follow the blueprint, even though this technology don't want to follow the blueprint. But we're gonna follow the blueprint this morning. But you know, God has a plan for each one of us to follow, and if we follow what God has for us. And there, here in the message, hear ye him. Brother Bram says, he said, that's the reason we haven't got the great church marching on today, is because God can't find people to put his confidence in. The Holy Spirit keeps saying, they're tearing up, they're breaking up, they're doing this, they're off on the lines. Stay with God's word. That's God's truth. And that's the pattern. That's the blueprint. He said, that's the reason the church today has got all kinds of isms and everything in it, is because they don't stay with the word. They won't listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit won't testify of one other thing but God's word. So if we follow the word, then God will back up what he has to say. And, you know, Brother Brown tells the story about the man that Brother Brown was talking to. And I believe he was talking about water baptism. But he was talking to a man, and the man kept telling Brother Brown, he said, I just don't understand. I just don't see what you're talking about. I just don't understand that. And the man was a carpenter. And Brother Branham had been speaking to him. And that night he had a dream. And he was looking at the plans. And this man had wanted him to build a house. And he was supposed to build this house a certain way. But when he got to looking at the blueprints, he thought in his mind, he's like, well, surely you don't want it built that way. Why would he want that? He was talking about the bay window. And you know, why would he want this in there? And he was like, well, I'm just going to build it the way that I think that it ought to be built. And he began to build this house. Well, when the man came back and he saw the house that this carpenter had built, he got upset and said, I'm not going to pay you for this, because you're supposed to follow the blueprint. And he told him, he said, well, just tear it all down and start over. Because if you're not going to start from the beginning and follow it all the way through following the blueprint, then you might as well tear it down and start over.
Amen.
Because if you're not going to follow it all the way through, then it shouldn't start on it. And so here he is, he was speaking of this, and that was the whole point of him understanding the scripture, is you've got to go back and look at all the scripture and as follow the continuity in the scripture, because if you don't see it, then take what the scripture says.
Right.
Even if you don't understand it, what does the scripture say? We look in the scripture, and that's what we put our confidence in the scripture. So, well, I don't see this. I don't understand it. That's okay. The first thing we got to do is realize God's word is infallible. And if we put our faith in that, and we put our confidence in the word of God, then we don't have to worry about anything else because we have confidence in what he says here. And then if we will put our confidence in what God says, and we look at what the blueprint says, then we follow that, as Brother Branham said earlier, see, then we'll be found blameless because we're following what the word says. Because he said, if you follow the word, the Holy Spirit will come and quicken that. And show you what needs to be done, and will lead you through the word. But the first thing you got to do is put your confidence in the word and get in the word and follow what the word says. And if we follow that, because there's many people that want to get into the word of God, and then, you know, because it doesn't fit their mold, it doesn't fit their idea, well, you know, we don't have an idea. We don't have a thought. We don't have anything. We follow what the word says.
Amen.
You know, this week I was listening. I listened to different political, well, some are political, some are religious, but sometimes the lines get mixed up. You know, you kind of get blended there. But I hear people that they speak from a biblical viewpoint, and but they were. I was one of them. I was listening to this woman. She's maybe some of y'all heard about it, but she's some sort of pastor, religious leader in some group. And you know, this week she was speaking that she said that we have too many problems with what the Bible, the Scripture, the Word of God. And she said what we need. She said my opinion is we need a third testament because what we have is problematic, and part of what her speech was talking about tearing, we just need to tear out certain parts of the scripture and all these type things, and it was just amazing. And the man that I was listening to that was speaking of it, he asked when he was playing the clip, and he was like, have you ever read Revelation 22? You know, because, you know, here's this woman talking about, you know, we're supposed to be following what God says. And, you know, here, but the scripture tells us in Revelation 22, he says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book.
Come on, right, come on.
So it doesn't matter if we understand it or not, it's what we hear.
Amen.
That's the reason Brother Branham said, you know, we need to read the scripture prayerfully, slowly,
right,
intentionally.
Amen.
Not just breeze through it, but we need to look at it very seriously. See if any man heareth these things. Because you're going to be judged by what you hear,
right,
what you've been told.
Amen.
By the words you've heard, you're going to be justified or you'll be condemned. He said, if any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, the words of this prophecy, the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Amen. Right.
He said, well, that's not in the scripture, but that was another part that got added. But, you know, I was looking at this, and here's this lady. She was speaking on all this, and she just really got adamant about what she was believing. And it was so amazing how they just take, you know, they just look at the Word of God, and it was just so lax and, you know, just so didn't have any respect for the Word of God or anything in the way she said it. And then there was recently there was a man, and he's a pastor, And he's been preaching on things in the scripture, and he was talking, basically he's been preaching on conduct, and he got talking about sexual immorality and all these type things, and just to listen to this man, and he got up, and really there's so many things that when he got to the end of the scripture and he began to talk about all these things, and basically he was just giving everybody really just the green light, just about to do anything that you want to do. And, you know, they say, well, the Bible means this, and the Bible means this, and all this. And, you know, it's just like you take everything out of context, because it's just like, well, we're just going to preach the Word of God. And, you know, because we're going, well, the Bible says this, but what the definition of this word means is this. And so then when you start looking at it, and it's like, it's been this way for many, many, many years. The Greek didn't change. The Hebrew didn't change. But the problem is the one that wrote this book didn't change. And so, you know, you can argue over certain words, but the problem is if you go back to the original, what God gave the prophets to speak and what the scribes wrote, those words don't change. Now, there may be other definitions to that, but the thought and intent behind that didn't change. And so, you know, if you look at what the scripture says, because immoral living is still immoral living, because it doesn't fit in the whole plan of God from the beginning. And so when you look at these things, what was God's intention from the beginning? What was in God's mind? So what was displayed down here on the earth is exactly what God's thought was, his eternal thought was from the beginning. He said because he had one wife, he wanted to have one bride that was a part of him, that was to display himself, the attributes of himself. And so it wasn't that you go around and, you know, as this man was talking about, fornication and all these things, you know, it doesn't fit into the eternal plan of God. Right. It doesn't show the attributes of God. It doesn't show God's character that way. So that because of that, then it shouldn't be that if this is the way it should, you know, the attributes of God, then it doesn't show who God is. Then it's obviously wrong, because that's what the Word says. Because the Word says that all they put away, flee fornication and all these other things. Why? Because it's not just a sexual act, but it's also the way we live toward God.
Right.
Because we put away the things of the flesh. Yeah. The old man, all those things are done away with. Why is it so important that when you understand how that when you look at the scripture, why does the scripture tell us about the way we ought to dress and conduct ourselves? Why is it that a woman is not to be dressed immorally, or as the scripture, you know, tells us, you know, that, you know, you shouldn't go naked and these things. Why? Because if you understand the spiritual context behind it, then you understand the natural context behind it.
Right.
Because, you know, God doesn't want us to be naked and unclothed, because even the Apostle Paul was speaking of, he had a desire not to be unclothed, but to be clothed upon. He said that immortality might swallow up this mortal, because he wanted to bring on immortality, because the scripture says that we are to be clothed in his righteousness. So if we're to be clothed in his righteousness and not be found naked, then if that's the way it is in the spiritual, then certainly it's the same way in the spiritual, that we shouldn't be dressed immoral. We shouldn't be naked in the physical, because it's a display of the spiritual. And if you follow, if you understand that, so when people come to these things and don't understand how these things operate, then you understand the spirit that's behind it. Because if the spirit's on the inside of you, then it's what you want to display on the outside.
Right.
It's the same spirit. And so when you go, you don't have to, like Brother Brown said, you don't have to tell a woman not to cut her hair.
Right. Amen.
The Holy Spirit, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit will lead you to that. It'll show you, well, there'll be something that you don't want to do that.
Right.
And it's the same way when you come to into the
into the body of Christ, when you're born again and you become a son, a daughter of God, then there's something that's on the inside of you that wants you to live this life, that you want to display this. It's something just like anything that, because anything that's created, there's something, you plant a garden, all these trees and all these different things that are growing. This time of year, we see everything blooming. Why? Because there's something, there's life on the inside of that, and that life wants to be displayed. And there's something on the inside calling for that. So when the sun comes up and the warmth of the sun begins to hit those seeds and the life that's down on the inside, it becomes displayed. There's something on this. You can't stop it. And it's the same way with you and I. If we're born again of the Spirit of God, then there's something on the inside causing us to rise up.
Amen.
For us to grow, to move forward.
Amen.
Why? Because there's something that's, Satan's coming against you. Well, guess what? The power that lays inside of you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The greater is the power that lays inside of you. He's going to come against you. That's okay. You're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror already. You're more than a conqueror this morning before the battle even starts. This is from the message from the beginning. It was not so. He said, speaking of the, in those days, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the religion, this other day, believed church to give them salvation. Whatever the church said, that's exactly the way it's got to be, for the church said so. Well, it's just the same today. People are looking to the church to give them salvation. You don't get salvation through a church. You get salvation through Christ. Not by knowing some church order, some creed, or some certain form of baptism, or certain actions or emotions that you go through. You know and get saved by Christ, and that by grace. By faith, you are saved through a calling of the Holy Spirit. That's how you know him. But they had it in those days, and how much more will they have it today? He said, why are we in the condition that we are in? There it is. If a contractor laid out a plan for his men to build a house such and such a way, and each man ignored the blueprint, and they built the house according to the way that they thought each man should build it, what kind of a looking house would it be? Do you think it would be received? Then if that be so, one man would want to build it this way and another this way, and each man would go and build it to his idea. And the only way that you'll ever build a house right is according to the blueprint. And the only way that we'll ever come back to God and get back, get God in our midst, is to come back to the Bible foundation.
Absolutely.
It's just got to be that way. Jesus spoke of it when he was here on earth, saying, why do you ignore or bypass the commandments of God and make them of none effect by your traditions? But they did it. And how much more of it today? Let's see. He said that's the reason that the tenant of the house would not move in. If he specified a certain type of a house that he wants to dwell in, and he gave those rules and those specifications as to be built that way, well, he gives them over. The builder gives them over to the contractor, and the contractor lays them out to the foremen and so forth. And if he comes back to his house to move in, and it was built lopsided in every way to every man's opinion, he would not move in. And so that's the way it is with us today. If God has a plan for us to follow the blueprint that God give us, if we wonder why things don't go the way that we want to, it's like many people, you know, that they want to be saved and they want to overcome things in their lives. Well, the problem is have you went back to the blueprint? Have you looked at the blueprint? When we see many people that are suffering with different things, and they're facing different problems and fighting different battles, and they wonder, well, what are we supposed to do here? And what about this and that? It's like, have you went back to the blueprint? What does the blueprint say? Because if we follow the blueprint, then you know what? I'm going to stay with the blueprint. Because if we follow it, it'll come out right. Because he said, by his stripes I'm healed. Well, then you know what? If I walk in that and confess that and say what he said, then you know what? I will be healed.
That's right. Amen.
And if I have a need and I need to overcome something in my life, and I realize it by the word of God that I'm not where I ought to be, and I see that there's a higher place in God for us because God has showed that to us, then if we follow the word of God and stay with the blueprint, then we'll go to the place that God has given us. Because he promised us a body change. Well, you know what? You continue to walk in the word of God, because if you see that in the word of God, that he's called you to a body change, you begin to eat the word of God and walk in that blueprint.
Yes.
Because he's already called you to that.
Right.
He's already seen that for you, and you just begin to walk in that, and you'll come to that place.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you this morning.
Amen.